weather and possibly an accident, so a little delayed.
Well, we're on the crime and Bernstein case together.
Yes, Judge.
Somehow that ended up in this division of the court because of a refusal from somebody else in another division of the court, right?
Yes, Judge.
Actually, that raises an interesting point, Your Honor. Peter Fayman is on behalf of William Stansberry, a creditor of the estate. I was late today coming in. Mr. O'Connell's late. All of the attorneys and the litigants are either West Palm, South. I respectfully don't understand how we ended up in the North Branch.
He's not on me.
Should we send it back to the main branch?
No.
Okay. That'll be Judge Hunter. When somebody refuses someone refuses themselves,
right.
Then it's randomly the time. I would be verifying this is not a case that started out with me, this is a case that started out with somebody else.
Right, well, actually, Judge Cullen actually specifically said in his refusal order, North Branch, which I didn't understand.
Well, that's what the 4BCA is for. I'm not here to question some other judge's order. No trial judge won't have me saying he was wrong. I'm not the appellate judge.
Well,
if somebody made a mistake and you all think that there's relief that should be granted to correct this mistake, that's what the court is for.
Yeah.
No, is it true? Well, I know it's true. So thanks. We have a seat.
Okay, thanks.
So we're here because somebody else is not the judge in the case anymore, and I am, right?
Right.
Okay, then we'll go on to the next step. This is a case management conference. What is it that I need to do to manage the case? I've received the trustee's omnibus status report, which is lengthy and comprehensive, and I've read that. So other than being brought up to speed by having read that report, what else is there that needs to be resolved to get this case done?
And morning, our Alan Rose, can I speak from here or refer to?
No, you can speak from here. You're welcome to be seated, too. I can hear fine. If you all can hear me, I can never drop this microphone far
enough. I'm not planning on doing the whole hearing, but just briefly, there are technically four other cases that all were assigned, and I think we've noticed the status conference in all four cases. There are two estates. The Simon Bernstein that Your Honor mentioned, he died in 2012.
Right, and there's this wife who predeceased him that has got a case, and I've been asked to consider one of the things that needs to be done is the closing of that estate.
Correct, and that she died in 2010. And each of those states built into a trust, so there's technically four pieces of pending litigation, an estate of Shirley, a Shirley trust construction, an estate of Simon, and a claim in the Simon trust for the removal of my client. So those are the four separate matters. And then what we came before you for, when Judge Cullen refused himself, there were so many pending that motion. Council thought it would be best to come and get some sort of order. The one thing that we believe, at least, which was in the status report that should be addressed fairly early on, is whether we're going to have a guardian ad litem for the three minor children that are represented by Ellie Bernstein, and try to bring some order to this case that I think was a little bit out of control when Judge Cullen's court wrote.
Well, are you making a motion for appointment of a GAL for those children? Is that a motion being filed with someone?
I don't think we filed. I think the beneficiaries were about to file one. I don't think it's been filed yet. There is a pending motion to appoint an attorney for the children, so it's sort of a similar issue. Maybe Mr. O'Connell can. It's on one of his list of motions. And then there's. I think the main thing we need to discuss is what order we're going to do the hearings in, because along with the guardian ad litem, it's our position that the first thing we should decide, since almost every motion you're going to hear on Mr. O'Connell's list is filed by Elliot Bernstein, is he's not a beneficiary. We have a claim, a one-count complaint, to determine the validity of the documents. And under the documents, as drafted, he's disinherited. He's not a beneficiary in any way. And if you remove his standing, then I believe almost we could go to mediation, or we could resolve almost all of these motions without taking up what could probably be 2 or 3 weeks of the court's time.
Well, I noticed in the trustee's status report that there was mentioned several times that he's not a beneficiary. So has there been an order that establishes that, or is that just a position that's being argued by the trustee?
Well, the documents themselves, the operative documents, for example, Simon Bernstein's will.
Right.
The sole beneficiary is the trust.
Okay.
Simon Bernstein's trust, his sole beneficiary is his 10 grandchildren. Shirley Bernstein's will, the sole beneficiary is her trust. Shirley Bernstein's trust gave Simon Bernstein the power of appointment to appoint, and he appointed to his grandchildren.
Okay.
So what we filed was a one-count complaint to determine those documents. We actually filed a trust construction action. Judge Colin advised us to add a count. We added one count that was to determine the validity of those documents. It's been answered by everybody. And what Judge Fuller did was he severed that one count from everything else. And he stayed everything else until we resolved that one count. That's the issue that we believe if you just resolve that issue first, a lot of the stuff would go away, and that was part of the purpose of the status conference. The parties can't among themselves agree what issues to be referred. But if you did that issue, either he has standing or he doesn't, but if he doesn't have standing, we're going to go through, hundreds of thousands of dollars of legal fees resolving motions that he's filed that he's lacked standing. And I think if you couple it with a motion for a guardian ad litem, there is a motion pending in a fifth case, the Oppenheimer case, that's also before you, not today, for a guardian ad litem. Judge Cullen deferred on that. I believe Mr. Morris is finally going to move for a guardian ad litem. I believe Mr. Kelly Bernstein in his papers has indicated that he has a conflict with his children and they should have a lawyer and a guardian to represent them, but he can speak for himself to that point. But those are the two issues we think should go first. If they happen first, this case will become much more manageable, could even be resolved, because as we indicated in our report, these are relatively small stakes. There was a belief that's driving this that there was $100 million going to be left behind. They left behind modest estates. Over time, we've been trying to sell property, we've been trying to narrow things in the, and all we've been doing is spending attorney's fees between a curator.
I don't want us to go back to all that. I just want to figure out what's on the judicial plate.
That's what we think should happen first. Those two issues, and everything else will fall in place.
What is the name or where is the document to be found that has this single count for determination of validity of the state documents, the trust documents that was severed out by Judge Hall?
It's in case 50-2014-3698.
What are the two letters in between the 14 and the 369?
I'm sorry, CP.
Right.
003698XXXX, and now it's NB.
I need that stuff. What's the document you know?
The filing number?
Well, I just want to know where to find this thing that seems to be one of the first things that I
need. Mr. Rose, are you talking about the amended complaint? If so, I have a copy. I can circulate.
We have a docket, just the docket entry, if you don't mind. I'm sorry.
I've got a computer here, so I don't think I'm being rude if I'm looking away from you all.
It was filed October 3rd, 2014.
Yeah, I've got a copy of it.
Your Honor, can I make an objection?
Who are you?
I'm Elliot Bernstein.
I can't object yet.
Well, can I make a statement to the court then?
Since I'm looking at this confusion and trying to find this.
Okay.
So please be seated.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, please be seated.
Amended complaint, I think.
Okay, amended complaint, October 3 of 14. Yes, I have an amended complaint by Ted Bernstein.
Yes.
Okay, and in that amended complaint, there is the count two, which we're doing. Is count two, did you say?
I believe it is, sir. It's on page 13, is the actual, the count itself that incorporates the allegations and the documents.
All right. Count two starts at paragraph 79 of the document.
Yes, sir.
All right. Then at some point in time, you say, Judge Cullen, separate out this account, that it should be heard separately, is that?
He separated it, he stayed.
Okay, do you know when the order was sent on that?
I think on 10-6, according to the chart from...
10-6 of 14?
Yes, it says order on amendments to pleadings.
Actually, you have a copy of it.
Okay.
Paragraph three.
The order is almost the very next docket entry. So the amended petition is docket entry 26, the order is docket entry 27.
And specifically paragraph 3 on page 2, address.
And there was a response filed by Mr. Bernstein, the other defendant, by those things.
What case is this in? Is this in Shirley Bernstein or Simon Bernstein?
Case number 14CP369.
So I'm not...
That's Shirley. Everyone's either answered or been defaulted, and we've noticed, I noticed the case for trial.
I thought we're here for Simon Bernstein. Are we here for Simon Bernstein? I'm confused because I'm not prepared for Shirley Bernstein's case today. And so I don't know why. Can I raise another point, Your Honor?
No.
Before Mr. Rose, excuse me?
You must stop.
What?
You must stop.
Oh, okay.
I do one thing at a time. You're not that thing yet.
Okay.
Case management conference. I'm not deciding anything.
Okay.
I do decide that I'm the one who runs this courtroom, so I don't have people just jumping up and ordering things out. That doesn't help me orderly go through figuring out what the problem is and how to attack resolving the problem.
Okay.
My specialty is wrestling stuff to the ground and resolving it. And that's what I'm going to do in this case. That's what I do in every case. So this was a bigger one for wrestle to the ground than some other ones. But there's no octopus case that I've ever met that I haven't been able to figure out sooner or later. The only way to do that is talk to one person at a time. We'll figure out one thing at a time. I'm not a smart guy, but I'm persistent. All these guys know me. So I'm looking you in the eye because you haven't met me before, right? Sir?
Yes, sir.
Right. You have, yes, you haven't met me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I've got anything. So you don't know me. These other attorneys do because they're in court in front of me on other cases where I've done the same thing. I'm too stupid to, I'm stupid. So, I take one thing at a time, I make sure I know what I'm doing, and I go to the next thing. I try and be courteous to everybody, I try and make sure everybody's heard, I demand that people be courteous to me in return, I don't take any crap. And that method of proceeding, we get through whatever is uncomfortable, whatever is messed up, whatever is complex. We simplify it down enough for me to understand it, and then we resolve it. That's what's going to happen this year.
Well, so my question was, are we dealing with Simon or Shirley Bernstein?
I'm not going to talk about your issue.
Oh.
I was talking to you to tell you what I'm doing, so I'm mystified. But now you have to sit silently, until it's my time to talk to you. I'm talking to you. Okay, so,
may I approach the trustees?
The trustees believe is that the first thing that needs to be done is the resolution of this order that was entered by Judge Cohen, severing out the count and the amended complaint that deals with the validity of the testamentary documents, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right.
And then that is...
Does anybody object to that issue being resolved first in the order of events in this sequel situation?
Are you ready for me?
Yeah, I just want to know if there's any objection to having that issue heard and resolved first. That's the issue that I'm chewing on right now.
Okay. I'm probably calling it objection, but I'd like to be able to explain my role in it and these other motions.
Well, first I want to know if there's any reason I shouldn't attack this as the first order of business instead of a trial or hearing to have it resolved. Do you have any objection?
I wouldn't object to that.
All right, does anybody else seated at the table to have any objection?
Can we please report Peter Fayman on behalf of William Stansberry? He's a $2.5 million creditor of the estate of Simon Bernstein. We're here today in the estate of Simon Bernstein, and it's the position of Mr. Stansberry that the removal of Ted Bernstein as trust successor trustee should be heard first.
Okay, fine.
The reason for that is, if that issue is determined one way or the other, we believe that is the linchpin to then resolving probably all of the other issues in this case.
The trustee believes the issue to resolving many of the issues is to determine whether Elliot I'm using first name, I'm sorry, is it Mr. Bernstein?
You call me Elliot.
Well, okay, I don't mean to be disrespectful.
No, it's good.
But the trustee's thought is that resolving whether Elliot has any standing to be involved in litigation is key. And you're saying that's not key, but something else is key. What else
yes.
is that you're suggesting is a key issue to be involved?
Because that's the Shirley Bernstein Trust. The matter that we're before Your Honor today is the estate of Simon Bernstein. And Simon Bernstein had a separate trust which was different from the Shirley Bernstein Trust. And most of the assets are in the Simon Bernstein Trust, which then had the pour over will into the, most of the assets are in the Simon Bernstein estate, then had the pour over will into the trust. And that's the matter that is the most significant, in my humble opinion, that is before Your Honor, is the Simon Bernstein estate and the Simon Bernstein Trust. And it's the opinion of Mr. Stansberry that Mr. Ted Bernstein, as the successor trustee to the Simon Bernstein Trust, should be heard first.
Let me ask this. How is it that there's an order by Judge Cohen severing out this account about the validity of some state documents in the Simon Bernstein case if the documents in question were filed in a different
I think.
What's up with that?
Well, we have a trust construction count that was to determine the validity and then the construction of the Shirley Bernstein Trust. Within that claim, because there's an overlap of issues there, the standing issue is the same in both. What Judge Cohen ordered me to do was to file an additional count into that complaint. Everyone was properly noticed. We already had a jurisdiction over all the beneficiaries, those that answered, those that did not. No one has moved to dismiss upon the ground that it's not properly in one case. And so because there's a direct overlap between documents that were executed and the validity of those documents, and the validity of the will of Simon directly relates to the validity of the exercise of the power of appointment because he exercised his power through his will. So what Judge Colon did was he ordered me to file a simple one-count complaint, as simple as it can be, list the four documents, and allege that they're all valid and enforceable. And within the context of trying that issue, you will decide whether, for example, Simon Bernstein was unduly influenced to, that's an allegation, to execute the power of appointment. Because the power of appointment is what deprives him, Mr. Elliot Bernstein, of standing. So what Judge Colon ordered us to do is to put that all in this count. He then stayed everything else and severed that. We were supposed to try that. And we get bogged down constantly in removal. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Several of that being the first thing. The first part is that as Mr. O'Connell has filed with the court in the Simon Bernstein estate, nothing can be done with Ted Bernstein as trustee because Mr. O'Connell, Mr. Feeman, two prominent lawyers that you know, have claimed that the document itself that they're operating under precludes Ted Bernstein from being a trustee. The language says it can't be a related party to Simon Bernstein. Well, here's the problem.
No.
Oh. Okay.
Well, this is the thing I'm trying to establish in my mind. Mm-hmm. What is your objection to trying the issue about the validity of the estate documents that are found in count two of the amended petition at document number 26?
Well, my problem is that if Ted is not a trustee properly serving and a fraudulent trustee as they're claiming, and he's acting improperly, to have a hearing where Ted's arguing validity where he's conflicted, meaning if he doesn't argue successfully, his entire family and children are cut out of everything. So he's got a conflict in arguing a construction where his...
You're not even addressing my question.
Well, I did address your question because how can we have it, how can we hear his
you're
motion? No, well, I'm saying... Okay. Well, I'm saying we can't hear. Well,
okay, so, is it true that Judge Colon issued a stay order on the other parts of the litigation and it intended somehow he manifested an intention to resolve the validity of the estate documents?
I think that goes too far. There are multiple proceedings. But what he did, he severed this count. It's our view that that should be what is decided.
I know, but you said a minute ago that he stayed on the proceeding. Is there an order that says that?
Where
do I find that order?
It's the one that you looked at October 6th. It stays the rest of the proceedings inside the Shirley Bernstein trust construction case. It doesn't say everything in the Simon Bernstein side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I clarified.
Okay. You all have been living with this case for several years, right? This case in several years?
Yes.
I've been living with it for 30 minutes, so I'm not as intimately familiar with the ins and outs of what's going on here. I'm not even familiar with those names, so I apologize. Well, then there's no reason for me, sua sponte, not to set a trial on that count two of the amended complaint, right? I'll do that whether anybody wants me to or not. That way I'll get something done. And that way we'll move down the road. Okay, so that'll be done. Court to order. And how much time do you think we should try?
Normally, I would think we could try the case within a day.
Okay. Anybody think we need a different amount of time?
Yeah, I think it's going to take several days.
Why?
Well, you're going to have to first start with, is Ted Bernstein a valid trustee to argue the case? So that's going to bring up, you're going to allow somebody to argue who's not valid?
Any other issue? Is there any other issue that was going to take more than a day?
Well, it's very complicated.
No, this isn't very complicated.
Okay.
Documents, pieces of paper, somebody claims will execute or not execute.
Well, there's been fraud in the documents.
I'm explaining to you something.
Oh, okay.
If you interrupt me, you could be held in contempt. If I interrupt you, I'm keeping order in my courtroom.
I thought you were talking with me.
This is not a conversation.
Oh.
Okay, no need for me to explain anything further. I intend to set this for trial. I intend to set it for a day. I intend that that issue of the validity of the estate documents will be resolved in that trial.
Very, we have no involvement in the Shirley Bernstein estate.
So you don't hear what I do with it?
That is correct.
Okay.
Mr. O'Connell is a party. He's intervened because of the overlap of the power appointment. So I can't speak, but I just want to make sure that he agreed that the day was enough. We are all bad estimators of time.
I asked this question to the entire courtroom. So if anybody thinks differently than what I'm getting ready to do, they're supposed to say something. He hasn't said anything.
Okay. I'm not saying anything.
Judge John Dorsey, I represent four of the adult grandchildren who will ultimately be beneficiaries under the trust fund.
Okay.
Certainly my clients have an interest here in what's going on. I just want to let Your Honor know, because I don't think that I hope Mr. Fayman's not misleading the court, but on two occasions so far, he said that he represents a creditor of the estate. That's incorrect.
William Stansberry?
Correct. William Stansberry is not a creditor of the estate. William Stansberry is someone who filed a claim in the estate. An objection was filed by the personal representative or counsel to the personal representative, which means that Mr. Stansberry had 30 days to run off and file his lawsuit, which he's done. He has not done anything with that separate civil litigation. It's not been reduced to a judgment. He is not a creditor. Therefore, Judge, he does not have standing, not only with respect to the validity of the documents, but with respect to anything else in these various litigations.
Yeah, but that's not helping me figure out how much time I need to set aside for this trial.
I'm sorry.
When I'm telling you I'm a simple guy, I'm not being modest. I'm just truthful.
Right.
That's where I'm at. I'm going to write down what I do next when I leave this room. What I do next when I leave this room is tell my judicial assistant to reserve a day, set this trial date, send you notices, bang, that thing's done. So that's what I was fishing with. Do you have any objection to that? Okay. Great. See, this is the way I intend to proceed. I love Martin Cole. This guy is a judge that so I expect that your experience with Judge Cohen has been different than it is with me. Right? I've never appeared in front of him as a judge. Okay, I've never appeared in front of him while he was a judge and while I was a lawyer. He appeared in front of me when he was a lawyer and I was a judge, but I don't know how he is as a judge, but I'm pretty sure he's a different guy than me. Nice guy, like him, but we're just different judges. So your experiences with Judge Cohen, put them aside. We're having an experience with me now. And you gotta do it the way I do it or else I'll mess up. Now, the second thing that I've got on my list of things to ask you about that I've been jotting down here is this request for a guardian ad litem. I think I remember asking and being told that no one has filed a formal request for appointment of a guardian ad litem. That's correct.
Correct. In these four cases, no one has done that yet.
Okay. Somebody want to?
I believe they have, actually, but it was denied. What?
What one was denied?
It was denied a long time ago by Tesher and Spleena, the guys that were removed for frauding the court. They tried to put guardians on. I don't know.
I don't want all the other...
Okay.
I just want to...
Okay. Yeah, I don't know, in the beginning.
At the beginning?
Yeah, before they were removed.
It's at the bottom of the document, so that's closing down progress on our case management. What was the title of the plea?
I don't know, I don't think their, what Joy's records went back that far.
There's a couple things that were pending, Joy, so I don't think...
On behalf of the court, it's our intention to file one. We were hoping to file it for first day.
Since it hasn't been filed, then I'm not taking any action on it. That's my practice. If there's something filed, I'm moving towards getting it resolved, but if it's not been filed, if it's just in somebody's mind, I find that it's sort of difficult to get any action, so I'll cross that off my list. The pending motion to appoint an attorney for the children, is that an attorney at life?
For an attorney for my children? Me? Just to pay the fees for counsel for my children.
When did you file?
Oh, a while ago.
Any closer estimate than that?
I've been filing that since the first petition in this case in May of 2013, right, which still isn't heard. And that's where we should start. Yeah.
Ryan, we think we found one in August 28th of 2014
in the Simon Bernstein estate. All right, August 28th of 2014. Yeah, the Simon Bernstein estate is the only one that I've got up on the computer.
All right.
So August 18th?
28th.
Oh, 20, okay.
Simon and Shirley to pay counsel for Elliot and his minor children. Sorry, we may be off, maybe we have to stay on our dates.
Well, I don't see any motion with that description, so perhaps the court has not scanned there as well. All right. Does anybody have a paper copy of it? I can just move that.
No.
But I'm aware of it. I don't know if anyone else did.
Was there ever a hearing?
No.
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 I don't believe it was set for hearing that. That is what I was alluding to, that Mr. Bernstein had requested an attorney for his children, and I would suggest that I don't think there was an objection from anyone, that it's not appropriate to appoint an attorney for his children per se, but if you appoint a guardian ad litem to represent his children, then the guardian ad litem has the power to go out and retain it to counsel and to accomplish the relief that's sought. We don't believe it's appropriate, though, to do the same for Mr. Bernstein himself, but his children, certainly who are beneficiaries, have
like this motion just asks for money. It's not asking for the appointment of counsel. Mr. Elliott is seeking the issuing of money from the trust for the estate. He alludes to the children needing an attorney, but he doesn't ask the one you pointed, he asks, we need to give money. Now, there's an order I see in document 24, where Judge Cohen prohibits any new filings. I've not read the order yet, but I can see the title of the order takes up, I don't know, 20 lines of document entry here in our computer program. I hope the order's shorter than the title.
We've got it for you.
Now, are these copies ones I should return to you all, or can I keep these?
You can keep them. You're welcome to keep them, Judge.
Okay, thanks. Hey, Judge Cohen had a case management conference. A case management order. How about that?
He directed it. He directed it.
Okay, so there was a hearing that he authorized this petition to be filed?
Yes. And then a new case was started. He ordered a new case to remove Ted B. started, and we're in the middle of that. That's one of the cases before he's all... Just to clarify something, I'm so confused. That first part about the case, about the hearing you're ordering, that's not in Simon's... No, I know, but are we on Simon's case or Shirley's case? Because that, I'm confused about that.
I'm confused too.
Welcome to mind. That's in Shirley. Oh, okay.
Okay. What I'm doing. To clarify what I'm doing.
Okay.
So
Okay.
Your Honor, if I just briefly, that what Judge Coleman was doing is we could fax him the motion or bring it to his attention at hearing.
He uses fax?
And
well, okay. He is a nice.
And he would give permission that something could be filed or not filed. Well, but we had to go through the extra step of sending him in advance or asking permission if I wanted to file a motion to approve a sale or do whatever we had to do. We had to get his permission in advance.
Okay. Okay, thanks. Okay, well, I find that there is no pending motion for appointment of attorney for the children, so I'm striking that out.
There's no what?
Now, back to the Williams Stansberry claim regarding the state of Cottonwood. What is the pleading that sets up any claim that needs to be adjudicated in that case that you're not already set?
What did he say?
That one thing that you're not involved in. What about?
That is a separate action that was filed and is pending before Judge Blanc in the General Jurisdiction Division.
Okay. So Blanc's going to figure that one out, right?
Yeah, and the state is a defendant.
But I'm trying to figure out what I've got to say. So Blanc's got that one, right?
Yes, yes, Your Honor. So the only thing with regard to Mr. Stansberry, I believe, is Mr. Stansberry has filed a motion to discharge him from responsibility for funding the estate's participation in some Chicago litigation, and that should be borne by the estate. But that's already set before Your Honor on October 20th as a special session. When was that set?
I mean, when did the document hit the court record when it set?
I would say 10 days ago. It was set for the day after tomorrow, and it had to be reset at my request due to a conflict. And then it was set for October 20th, 2015, pursuant to a notice of hearing that I believe our office sent out, I believe 10 days ago.
It would be in case number what?
That would be case number 12-4391. CP 12-2012 CP 4391.
Okay, so that's a different case than I have on the computer.
Right, that is the case number that actually brings us here today.
Okay. I'm looking at the Family the Trust case, 14 CP 3698.
Yes, sir, that's the Shirley Trust.
Okay. Now this is more like number 386. roughly 10 days ago, some sort of hearing set. Have you noticed a hearing?
Oh, that was an objection to an accounting? That I had to file timely?
All right, Mr. Feeman, the notice of hearing that you scheduled is, you sent out, and I'm referring to, is called the fifth re-notice of hearing, and it sets hearing on the motion of creditor William Stansberry.
Yes, Your Honor.
You set aside a 15-minute period of time for that. Okay.
Excuse me, Your Honor. Here I go.
Correct. But there's also, with regard, if I may, Your Honor, to Stansberry's claim, Mr. O'Connell has also filed a motion to enter into and approve a settlement agreement between the estate and Mr. Stansberry, which is still out there. But related to that is a motion by Mr. O'Connell filed on 7/20/2015. To have Simon Bernstein declared the beneficiary of the J.P. Morgan IRA account. And the reason that relates to Mr. Stansberry is because the settlement money contemplated to be paid to Mr. Stansberry to come out of that account. And there is question whether that is actually is money that should be part of the estate or not. So before we wanted to actually fund the settlement, we wanted to, and I don't mean to speak for Mr. O'Connell, but we wanted to make sure that that would be appropriate source of funds to fund the settlement so there'd be no clawback claims either against Mr. Stansberry or the estate, except for the settlement, if that makes any sense.
Is that petition at issue?
Mr. O'Connell?
I don't think it was filed as an adversary matter, Your Honor, so okay. It's a freestanding petition.
Okay.
But everybody's been served with it.
Okay. For the record, no, we have no objection to that motion being granted. Or that anyone objects to the motion. That's certainly something that we heard objected to very early. All right. Well, that's why I noticed it up for hearing then. No, whatever you agree with that. Okay. Well, we've used up all the time set aside for the motion to engage in the surety night to spend the rest of my career talking to you about this. I've got some other people scheduled to come in at 10:30, and I must see them now. So thanks a lot. I'm going to do my work on the study trial on that one.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.